Let us bow our heads, open our hearts, and pray. Almighty God and Heavenly Father, on this Mother's Day, we thank you for the gift of mothers, those who gave us life, love, and lessons. Comfort those who grieve, strengthen those who give, and remind us all to honor the ones who shaped our hearts through your mercy and grace. In all of this, we ask and pray and thank you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, like I said a moment ago, today is Mother's Day. For some, it's a joyful day of flowers, hugs, laughter, and memories. But for others, like me, it hits a bit harder. You see, I lost my mother 43 years ago when I was just 12 years old. And that kind of loss, it changes you. I didn't fully understand it then, but I quickly learned what a mother's love really means because I had to grow up without it. I remember the long nights after she was gone, how the world felt just a little bit colder. Growing up without her was like walking through life, missing something that you can never stop looking for. Excuse me. When you lose your mother at such a young age, you don't always realize what you're missing, at least not right away. Sure, you notice the big things. No one to kiss you at night and tuck you into bed. No one cheering loudly at your special events. And no arms to run to when life knocks the wind out of you. However, it's the little things that you miss the most as the years go by. Like her voice calling your name in the morning. It didn't matter what she was saying. Maybe she was calling to get you up out of bed or to get you up out of the house because you were running late to get to school or for you just to go and get her something or even the feeling of her hand as she fixed the collar of your shirt or your blouse before you left to go to school, church, or wherever. That's the kind of love that leaves a void that no one else can fill. Sometimes I imagine what life might have been like if I had grown up with her. Because I know that a mother provides more than just food and clean clothing. She offers wisdom when you're lost, correction when you stray, and comfort when the world is just too much to bear. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8 says, "My son, hear the instructions of thy father and forsake not the law of your mother." See, her teachings were like the law of life, which taught us her values by example. It's kind of like the way God gave us the Ten Commandments to follow, except they've been tried and tested for us already. And I miss that. I miss the warmth of a hand. As she held mine. The comfort of a voice in heartbreak. And the counsel that she might have given me when I became a parent myself. Today, I speak especially to those who still have their mothers. I have some advice for you, and I hope that you take it. Respect her. Cherish her. Call her. Forgive her if need be. After all, we're all humans, and we all make mistakes. I want you to know that once she's gone from your life, that silence can be loud. A mother isn't just someone who raises you. She shapes your soul. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. You see, that's not a suggestion. That's the commandment. And it's right up there with thou shalt not kill. God wants us to treat our parents well. And when we do, he blesses us for it. But here's the rub. When you're young, you think you have all the time in the world and you have all the answers, that your parents don't know anything. They must have just been born yesterday, because you have all the wisdom in the world. You roll your eyes when your mother nags. You ignore her calls. You take her cooking, her care, and her prayers for granted, until one day you can't anymore. Let me ask you this. When was the last time that you told your mother, thank you, without it being a special occasion? See, we're in a world that moves quickly. We chase after money, comfort, pleasure, and approval. But we often forget to honor the one who wiped our noses and stayed up with us when we were sick. The one who might have sacrificed their dreams so that we could chase ours. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 26 to 28 says, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue in the law of kindness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. The real question is, do you do that? Do you really do that? Or do you text happy birthday, happy Mother's Day, or Merry Christmas, and you call it all good? For those of you here who still have your mothers, I'm begging you, please don't wait until she's gone to appreciate her. Don't make your love a eulogy. Make it a habit. God, in his infinite mercy and wisdom, didn't leave me entirely alone in the cold, cruel world. My father, God rest his soul, stepped up when my mother passed away. He made the hard decisions to retire early so that he could be there for me. He didn't have all the answers. And I know that he carried his own grief, his own hurt and pain. But he put me first. He didn't always say the right things. And didn't give me everything I wanted. And as a child, I wanted so much. But he was there when he needed to be. And he gave me all that I needed. Amen. What I'm most proud of is that He held our home together. With worn, calloused hands and a very tired heart. See, unfortunately, I'm in that same situation now with my three children, as my father was with me. He honored my mother by raising me right, just like I'm trying to do the same with my children. And to me, that's what I call love. See, although he gave that to me, and I appreciate it now more than ever before, I want you to know that there's nothing that can ever replace a mother's love. And for those of you who have it, I want you to treasure it, because not everyone gets that chance. So here's my challenge to you, my call to action. I want you to rise up today and call your mother blessed. If she's alive, do it with your words. Do it with your actions. If there's an issue, please find it in your heart to make peace. If you're busy, make time. She's not perfect, but I want to let you in on a little secret. Just between me and you, we're not either. No matter how much we want to believe we are. And to the mothers here, whether you're biological, foster, or adopted, you're doing God's work. And I beg that you keep going, because you're seen, you're needed, and most of all, you're loved. Amen? If your mother is still here, call her, hug her, thank her. And if she's gone, like mine and my children, honor her with the life that you live. I'll always carry that void in my heart and in my life. But I also carry her memory. I honor her through the life that I know she wanted me to live. Through the man that I strive to be. And through my gratitude for the father who loved me enough to carry us both. My brothers and sisters, Mother's Day touches everybody's heart differently. Whether you celebrate with laughter or remember with tears, let your heart be turned toward that thing called gratitude. Honor your parents, not just in words, but in action. Don't wait. I beg you, don't wait to show them love. As Proverbs 31 says, let us rise and call her blessed, not just today, but every day that we're given breath. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.